I am Sam, speaking from an ever-changing perception. This is an excerpt from Book 2, A Change in Perception. I've titled it, Separation is Impossible. Samuel gets into his mother's little white car. I stand alone, feeling empty again. My video camera is still on as I place rackets and balls back into the trunk. I turn it off and toss it onto the back seat before climbing into the driver's seat. The realization of Daniel's memorial CD in my portable CD player lifts my spirits. I turn the gadget on to sing along to the songs. I so love listening to Daniel's memorial CD and know all the words. When a song named Higher comes on, my singing gets louder. Can you take me higher to a place where blind men see? The music plays until the player pauses just as sunlight streaks through the car. Oh, come on now, I say, feeling Daniel's presence. That's not funny. You can cut that out now. Quit messing with me. Playback of the video, which had somehow turned back on, shows magenta-colored orbs as the sun enters the car. The music starts playing normally again. I thank Daniel for the visit, while joyfully singing and driving down city streets. It takes less than 10 minutes to pull into my driveway. Oh, it's our song, I say out loud as Nothing Else Matters begins to play. A short pause in the music reminds me Daniel's presence is still there. Be nice, I announce out loud. It is such a beautiful song, and I truly love singing along to the words, so I stay in the car to sing. The CD player continues to act erratically. As I loudly sing, Open Mind for a Different View, it repeats, View, 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 View. Come on, I remark loudly, beginning to get irritated. Never cared for what they do, never cared for what they know, but I know, I sing with gusto, as the CD player continues with the cycle of pause and play. I hear Daniel clearly. Mom, there's only one. Don't you remember? I am enjoying myself, and although happy to feel him with me, I'm not pleased about him interrupting the music. Not caring if anyone hears me singing me to talk to myself, I plead with Daniel's spirit. Come on! I know there's no them. There's no us. Come on! I know there's just one. The CD player starts working again normally until I get to Never Cared for Games They Played. It pauses again as Daniel's voice reminds me there is no separation. I know there's just one. Stop! I plead with him again. The last line of the song plays as I happily sing loudly, seemingly alone, in my parked car. Forever trust in who we are, and nothing else matters. My heart is full of joy, of love. I am amazed that Daniel can still affect me so strongly, even when out of his physical body. I get out of the car and open the back door, lifting my video camera off the back seat. Why is the camera on? I ask, as if talking to someone I can see. How did you do that? A picture of Daniel's face with a wide grin comes to mind. This is an excerpt from The End of My Soap Opera Life, Book 2, A Change in Perception. You can download it at lightworkerslog.com. Shine on, bright light.